It's the time of day where we hold space to talk about the environment. We've covered many, many things in this space, switching to ethical super, how the building industry is responding to climate, and climate in the curriculum. Today, though, we're looking at maybe an unlikely link to climate change, talking social injustice. Future Earth Australia's National Strategy for Just Adaptation report says we must address social injustice and support communities experiencing vulnerabilities as we adapt to a changing climate. Co-chair to the report, Curtin University's Professor Petra Chackett joins us this morning. Morning, Petra.
Hello, Taylor. Good morning.
This is somewhere that I didn't think we would be going when we talk in the climate space. It is a bit of an unlikely link, or maybe through your research we found that it's not unlikely between climate and social injustice.
It is not unlikely at all, and I hope I can explain why. We all are aware of climate impacts or impacts from climate hazards. One of the major strategies to adapt to climate change and climate impacts is, in fact, to enhance adaptive capacities among people. Now, very often we hear about climate proving our industries and our sectors like transportation or agriculture, but what we really need to focus on are, of course, the people. So our National Strategy for Just Adaptation, which was endorsed and launched last week in Canberra, foregrounds people. It foregrounds the many people that make up Australia, and it foregrounds particularly those who have been experiencing injustices, inequalities, who have been marginalized in our societies, who have been, if you want, disadvantaged and discriminated. And these are precisely the ones who need all the help we have to enhance their capacities to be better able to adapt. So it is very much related to climate change through the lens of adaptation and just adaptation.
Okay, when we're talking about these marginalized groups, who are we talking about and how are they being impacted?
Very often we have a tendency to lump these vulnerable groups together as, well, here are the vulnerable, here are the marginal. What our report does is, well, it puts the spotlight on the many, many people who have been experiencing injustices. In fact, it is really most of us, predominantly Indigenous peoples, who have been experiencing colonialism and the impacts of institutionalized racism for so long, but also newly arrived migrants, immigrants, culturally and linguistically diverse groups, people with disabilities or people who experience homelessness, the elderly, the very young ones, low-income residents, rural, remote Australians, a lot of people, millions, in fact, in the country.
And so as part of your report, you've obviously looked into this and sort of how unique each and every situation is. Their voices are also included in the research?
That is correct. So our focus was precisely, as you say, on the diverse experiences. We also have a tendency to think about vulnerable people in a very patronizing way. We often think about them as helpless and hopeless and as if their vulnerability was their fault. In fact, it isn't. And this is where these injustices and inequalities come in. So the lack of adaptive capacities or difficulties to adapting or timely adaptation and efficient adaptation is simply linked to the fact that many people have experienced lack of power to be part of decision-making for example. And so our report looks at what is needed to recognize people, diverse people, to recognize their knowledge, their agency. What do we need to know from people who experience homelessness and who have to live through a cold snap or a heat wave? What do we have to learn from and need to hear from, let's just say, single mothers who live in a car and have three children and have to make a decision between investing the little money they have in getting food for their children and themselves or potentially, you know, seeking shelter somewhere in the middle of a heat wave? So listening to these embodied lived experiences is precisely what this report does. It's also, just one more here, it also had a strong input from Indigenous peoples because we need to hear their connection, relatedness to country to better understand how we can do adaptation differently.
We're speaking this morning to Professor Peter Chakrat from Future Earth Australia. They've just tabled a new report, a national strategy for just adaptation, looking at the lived experience of people in marginalised communities, all different lived experience, and how they go into and are maybe falling behind in adapting to climate change. Petra, talk to me, what does this phrase just adaptation mean?
It means that we cannot make any progress on adaptation to climate change if we continue to sustain the injustices that we see today across society. So as long as our systems in which we live, the industries, the sectors that we know need to be made climate-proof, as long as these systems exist and produce and sustain the inequities and uneven vulnerabilities that remain in place, we will not have just adaptation.
It's almost like, go on.
Go ahead. So just adaptation really means to enhance the capabilities, the political capabilities of those who are most affected by climate change to be part of decision-making fora and to lay out their own vision for adaptation pathways that make sense to them, that are dignified, that are fair, just, and sustainable.
It almost sounds like there's a bit of a link here between maybe human rights issues and how climate change is now being sort of folded into some of those issues just by the inherent nature of how the world is going. The report has been endorsed by Assistant Minister for Climate Change and Energy, Senator Jenny McAllister, in Parliament this week. What happens now?
Well, now it's the time to roll up our sleeves and ensure that all agencies who work on climate change, who work on climate change adaptation, can embed a justice lens into their work. And there are many good activities that already exist through governmental entities, through NGOs, Indigenous groups, youth groups, universities, schools, all kinds of social and environmental groups. And many of them are eager to understand and learn how to put emphasis on the most marginalized and to ensure that they indeed can be part of decision making. And that's the next big challenge, but I think we have laid the groundwork for it. The framework is here, and there's a lot of excitement across diverse stakeholder communities to just get going.
We'll leave it there. Professor Petra Chakrat, thank you very much for your time this morning.
Has been a pleasure. Thank you, Taylor.
Speaking there with Professor Petra Chakrat from the Future Earth Australia group, also from Curtin University. Let us know your thoughts. Is this a link that you've maybe thought about previously? 0405 921 921. I think about social injustice and that as a result of climate change. Like Petra said, maybe you're unable to shop in a more realistic or sustainable manner. I also think of things like those deadly floods in Pakistan. It's displaced so many people who haven't lost their lives but have lost their homes and their incomes and their economic stability. All those things contributing to not being able to maybe make sustainable choices.